All content published by Your Brain on Science is solely the opinions of the authors and does not reflect the opinions of any parties affiliated with them or any additional third parties.
Guess who is back? Woo! We are back and better than ever, or almost better than ever, still loading, kind of. You know, if you don't know who I am, my name is Elena Jaster, now Dr. Elena Jaster. Ooh. Yes. So I, am one of the wonderful founders and co-hosts of this psychedelic brain science venture, along with my other co-host, Zarmeen. You want to say hey?
Hey guys, it's Zarmeen Zahid. I feel like I have to say my first and last name. It's Zarmeen Zahid. And I am lucky enough to do this podcast with Elena. We're so excited to give you guys some life updates and some new exciting podcast updates. So if you're joining us for the first time, welcome. You're not going to realize any of these changes, but welcome. And if you are some of our older listeners, welcome to you as well. We're so excited to have you back. We're so excited to tell you what's up. Tell us what's up, Elena.
I'm about to tell you what's up. So yeah, like Zarmeen said, if you're a first time listener, hey, glad for you to join us. This podcast is made by scientists for public consumption of psychedelic science and now some beyond science information. So if you listen to our older episodes, things are going to be a little bit different, a little bit the same. We'll get into that in a second. But for those who have been listening for a while, it's been like a year since we've been taking our break, which is crazy. But a lot's happened. So like I mentioned, I have defended the PhD. I am PhD done. And so I am graduating and starting a postdoc position at Wayne State University in Detroit, Michigan.
Exciting.
I'm so excited. And this is in Hillary Marusik's lab, the Think Lab. I'm really excited. I'm going to be switching from mouse work to human work and going to be learning all about the way that humans process fear and the endocannabinoid system and sprinkling in my little psychedelic flair there. So I'm super, super pumped. And for our listeners who also don't know, I got engaged in October. So. If you've heard our disclaimer, that's my fiance, Chris. And we will be getting married in 2025. So super excited about that. Lots of crazy stuff happening right now. So thank you for waiting for us. Zarmeen, what's been up with you?
That's so amazing. I'm so excited for you. And, you know, I'd like to say officially on air, congratulations to you, Dr. Jaster. That is not a small thing. And I'm so incredibly proud of you. And I know that our listeners are also so incredibly proud of you. This is so, so exciting. And also, you are going to be a married woman. That's so cool. My updates are not that exciting. I did not get engaged, nor did I defend yet. But I did make a lot of progress in my project, and I will be defending this summer. I would love to have our listeners come and listen, join on Zoom to my defense if you guys are interested. But I'll let you know the date as we sort of get closer to it. I'm still working out some logistics in the background. Other than that, honestly, my life has really been school, school, school. Everything else is good.
She killed her talk at the International Research on Psychedelics Society meeting.
Oh, really nice. Thank you. As did you. Elena went. Elena was like the third talk, right? I think you were literally third or second.
Second.
Oh my God. Second of the day of the whole conference, which was so awesome. It was so nice to meet everyone. And, you know, we know that our field is pretty small, but like you don't really realize it. I mean, at least I didn't until I was in this room and I was realizing like, oh my God, like I want to mention something from this paper and I could turn around and the person that wrote it is literally like three seats away. And it's just, it's such a crazy community that we've built. And I'm so excited to keep doing that, to keep building and having our listeners and scientists and, you know, non-scientists alike sort of join the conversation. And, you know, in an effort to do this, we are actually revamping Your Brain on Science, which is now going to be called, Psychedelic Brain Science. And we're going to be adding on a new segment along with the Your Brain on Science segment, which you guys are all very familiar with. We're adding on Your Brain Beyond Science. Woo, applause, applause.
Woo, woo, woo.
yes, applause, applause.
That was supposed to be less like a siren and more like a drippy noise. No,
literally, we're the most beautiful like excuse for fun, exciting background noise. I wish we had like those little buttons that did the sirens and the
I'm going to get a trap horn.
No, literally, that'd be so funny. But anyway, trap horn, trap horn. Imagine you guys are hearing that. Beyond Science. So in this, you know, I think you guys have sort of seen our evolution throughout the podcast. We talk about anything and everything there is to talk about having to do with psychedelics. Of course, we are scientists, and we, in our personal lives and in our professional lives, value sort of evidence-based thinking as it pertains to the area of science. But we recognize that there is a whole world beyond science, right? In which there is also evidence-based thinking. And, you know, so we're very excited to sort of bring you guys that. We really want to highlight psychedelics in sort of other arenas in the world. So things like you guys saw, we talked about psychedelics in sports. I'd love to sort of make that bigger with Your Brain Beyond Science. Psychedelics in history, sort of anthropology of psychedelics, pop culture and psychedelics. There's so much to talk about. And I will be bringing that to you guys in the next coming years. And I'm really, really excited about it. But our beloved segment, Your Brain on Science, is of course here to stay because we are both scientists. And I'll let Elena sort of tell you guys more about that as well.
Yes, we're very excited for this because I feel like Zarmin said, you know, there is just so much beyond our neuroscience, psychology, like backgrounds. Yeah. So this Your Brain Beyond Science will really give us a way to have not only more diverse voices, but also more of a diverse like topic that really is going to just reach a lot farther. And we're super excited about that. And I'm very excited for Zarmin to run this segment. She's going to do such a great job. She's such a good interviewer. Like she said, the Your Brain on Science segment is still going to be here. I'm going to be running that one pretty much like always. A little bit of a difference is I'm going to try harder to do more like background. So I don't know if any of our listeners also listen to, I forgot what it's called.
Is it another podcast? Maybe.
Oh yeah, it's the brain. I think it's Brain Stem. I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. So yeah, okay. So I don't know if any of our other listeners listen to the Brain Stem podcast, but it's also a science-based podcast, and I will actually be working for the person who runs it. She's gonna be my new PI. But I really liked what she was doing, and so we're gonna kind of adapt that style to the Why Boss segment, where just spending a little bit more time talking about background and like some of the science behind the topic of interest, and then bringing on a special guest for a second part of the segment. And so the YBBS is gonna take a similar approach as well, but a little bit more like fluid, I guess, just depending on our guests, you know. So but that was something that we wanted to make these episodes a little bit longer, a little bit more informative, making sure that we're still sticking to that, valuing the evidence-based thinking and this evidence-based approach, and having those important discussions with our guests that can provide insights into these topics. I am going to try to do more things outside of neuroscience. So
it's a little bit.
Yeah. We're just trying to expand. Like I said, get more diverse voices and stuff like that. So super excited to bring that to you guys.
I think how cool is this that, you know, I just had this thought. You just defended and you are now Dr. Jaster. I am still in the process of doing that. We really are like growing up with our listeners. Like you guys are watching our evolution as scientists, as psychedelic scientists, as people. So, you know, the changes here are really going to reflect that. And I think it's so cool. Grow, breathe, evolve, change with us, right? As the world does. And of course, we're also going to be doing episodes together as well still. So don't worry, you're not going to lose out on any of that. But I just think how exciting this is that we can like grow with each other.
Oh, I love that. That was so cute. Yeah, and I do, yeah, definitely want to reiterate, like, obviously you can hear our banter here. So we are still in this together. We did not break up. But we just wanted to do this to allow us to talk about more stuff and provide more like structured information and be able to talk about the things that we're passionate about that we want to talk about. So, you know, like it'll just give us more of an opportunity to do that as well.
Exciting.
I think we talked about kind of our visions for our segments, but we do have another change, and that is going to be that we will no longer be going weekly episodes. I did mention, you know, we're going to have them be a little bit longer. So with that, we're going to have each of our segments have an episode once a month.
Yeah. Yeah. So almost bi-weekly for you guys. So you'll get one YBBS episode and one YBoss episode. And also let us know if you guys hate us saying the abbreviations, because I said YBBS to someone the other day. They were like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, sorry.
I'm still not my YBoss.
Yeah. YBoss just sounds good. Maybe I need to get used to YBBS anyway. yeah. So you guys are going to get, you know, and like Elena said, they're going to be longer episodes too. So I think it's going to be a nice little change up. And as always, give us your feedback. If it's good, if it's bad, we thrive off of it both. So give it to us, lay it on us.
Hey, it's bad publicity is still good publicity.
Yeah. No publicity is bad publicity. Or whatever. Yeah, whatever the frickin' saying.
You know what we're trying to say. So with that, we're also doing a little website revamp. So we've added some new features there for you guys. So please check that out. psychedelicbrainscience.com. That is our umbrella name now. We are Psychedelic Brain Science with our two segments, YBBS and YBoss, also known as Your Brain Beyond Science and Your Brain on Science. And then with that, Zarmine's got some special episodes she's going to announce before we close out this short little episode.
Ooh, very cool. Yes. So we understand that we have been gone MIA for quite some time. So we are going to drop some special episodes before we get to our, you know, like regularly scheduled programming. So there's going to be a really exciting episode coming up with Dr. Matt Johnson, who was over at Johns Hopkins. And I know a lot of you guys are familiar with his work, but he had sort of a groundbreaking, okay, I'm going to say that again. He has played a sort of foundational role in our field with a lot of his work and a lot of his studies. So I'm really excited to talk about his contributions as relating to quite a few different projects. So that's a cool special episode waiting for you guys soon.
Yes. And then we also have like kind of a special event episode. So I'm currently based in Richmond, Virginia, for those who don't know. And we do an annual event called Mushroom Mania. And I've been lucky enough to be a part of that for the last 3 years. And this year I was asked by the organizers if I wanted to moderate a panel with a colleague of mine that works for Decrib Nature. And so we are going to be running a panel called the Current State of Psychoactive and Entheogenic Plants and Fungi. And we have a really wide variety of people on there, and including myself, including the person from Decrib Nature. We have a chief strategy officer at a law firm that works with like religious freedom restoration. And
so cool.
Yeah, and also we have a harm reductionist. We have Dr. Harrison Elder, who was on the podcast before. And we're also going to be having someone who also practices shamanic medicine. And so we're really excited, and we're going to do a live recording of that and upload it to our podcast so everybody can get a chance to listen to this awesome discussion that we're going to have. And so that'll be coming out also as a special episode soon.
What a cool panel that is. You're going to get such amazing like perspectives to every question. I'm really excited to hear all that.
I am pumped. So lucky and so grateful to Lauren. She's the founder and kind of the amazing mind behind Mushroomania. So really looking forward to that and bringing that to you guys as well.
Cool. Well, with that, I think those are sort of our updates. We are just so, so excited to sort of get back into the flow of things. I think we are sort of foaming at the mouth to start talking about, I mean, at least I know I am. I'm so ready to like get back into it. I'm so, so excited. But
there's so much to catch up on too. Like we can't even do a catch up episode because it would be so
freaking much. Yeah.
So we're going to try to highlight some of our favorite topics and things that have happened in the last year since we've been gone and kind of start keeping up again with the new stuff. So super excited to bring this to you guys. Super excited to be working and growing, like Zarmeen said, with her and with this podcast and with our listeners too.
Yeah. So with that, as always, I'm going to give you the same spiel as I normally do. It's so good to say it again. Please like and subscribe and reach out to us if you guys have any feedback, any questions, anything you want us to cover in our different segments. But with that, we'll be back with some special episodes. So good to talk to you guys again. Talk to you soon.
Yes. And check out our website, psychedelicbrainscience.com.
Woo.
Woo.